is a Process of Decisions podcast. This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. Tonight's episode is entitled Relationships in Recovery. Recovery is defined by making the next right decision. The decisions we make affect those that we are responsible for. For a man in a relationship, it most definitely affects the person he is involved with in a relationship. In a man-to-woman relationship, which is the only type of relationship I can speak on intelligently, we must understand the nature of these created beings. Both man and woman are creations of God. Both have been touched by the hand of God. For this reason, a man does not own a woman, nor is she the property of a man. She is a created being, and in her creation, it is as if God went back into himself and brought forth characteristics that represented a different side of his being, where he made prominent or primary characteristics from his emotional, empathetic, and caring nature. Characteristics that, although existent in man, were not primary attributes. So in woman, he created a highly intelligent being who possessed life's situations through the lens of feelings and empathy. This created being matched perfectly with her male counterpart, and together they formed one complete entity as two perfectly matched pieces of a puzzle. Man and woman together, they are one, forming a perfect combination, capable of delivering harmony and peace, and able to solve the most complex problems the world would present. Man and woman would produce life in the form of children. They would share the unique and hefty responsibility of rearing these children and teaching them what to and what not to do as human beings. It is with the understanding of how and why man and woman were created that can help us appreciate the width and breadth of the responsibility we each must carry as we fulfill our created purpose. In understanding man, we must understand that at creation, God saw that man was alone and lacked a purpose other than serving his creator. So God enriched man's existence by going back deep into himself and delving into his complete existence, and found and put forth in the creation of woman elemental characteristics that were different, distinct, and complementary to the creation he called man. With the creation of woman, man was no longer alone or incomplete. In woman, man found his counterpart, his completeness, his circulatory complement. The created being called woman satisfied the need for balance. The creation of woman, a fundamental composite in the form of man and woman together, they were one. With this one outstanding creation, God made a proclamation to the universe and all his creations that stated, see man completed with woman, and that this creation was in fact good. For all his many wondrous creations, the universe over, it was the creation of man and woman that was worthy of a universal praise of goodness from the Creator himself. The completion of man and woman serves as a great creation by God. From this acclimation, we learn of the balance of coexisting characteristics weaved into different forms at varying strengths within the form of man and woman. Their dichotomy is often misrepresented, for they are different, but the same. Woman's creation is described as if she was taken from the rib of the man, thus indicating she was produced from the same source material. What makes woman different is her different primary and prominent characteristics. Her chief characteristics are far more than her physical manifestations, which were created to be attractive and desired by the man. But it is her intellectual prowess coupled with her mandate to process life through her emotional engine that makes her exceptional. This chief component makes her uniquely qualified to inspect, investigate, and interpret life's many hills and valleys. She is much better equipped to feel and understand components that a man may not even be aware of. Her primary attributes presents life's reality as a feeling first. If we acknowledge the path in which information is transformed into wisdom as a hierarchical measure, information once confirmed becomes knowledge, and knowledge once processed with our feelings becomes understanding, and understanding once applied in one's life becomes wisdom. With this flowchart, one can readily see how a woman is better positioned to transform knowledge into understanding. The fact is, feelings are valid and should be considered in any equation. However, feelings are not fact, and feelings should never be placed ahead of the fact, especially when facing important decisions. Thus is where we define the need for a man. Since women associate everything with feelings, there is the need for someone who does not process feelings first. A finite need to partner with someone whose primary characteristic is to separate feelings and facts, i.e. logic. These two approaches are absolutely necessary in dealing with life's hills and valleys. The cohesion of man and woman as created beings possesses the exact combination necessary to project harmony and constructive cohesion in a world beset with misalignment and dissension. In my life's experiences, I, for one, have experienced one failed relationship after another, primarily because I misunderstood that women did not belong to me, that they were not my property. I did not understand that as a man, I was in service to the woman I shared a relationship with, that it was my responsibility to care for and protect her and my family. I didn't appreciate the true value of the woman and what she brought to the table. The manner in which a man and a woman feel and display love and feelings are the presentation of God's mastery over his creative measures. The fact that each must learn from the other demonstrates God's plan of interconnectivity and purposeful dependency, a dependency that will never expire or be satisfied. This fact was illustrated by the wisest man to walk this planet when he stated, "The woman, who could understand her?" Speaking forth the immense and complex nature that comprises the woman, a created being we could spend a lifetime knowing, but never fully understanding her. Her emotional well is so deep, we could never touch bottom. This is by God's design. Man and woman uniquely layered to never become boring or completely understood, thus generating everlasting need, perpetual want, and inexhaustible desire. With true love, there is no limits or states of completion. It is the interlocking natures of man and women that make up a complete manifestation of the creation of God. Man, woman, together they are one. Complete together as sanctioned creations. They are different, but the same. With the existence of different primary characteristics, the difference of logic and emotional mainstays, and our processing of information produces two pieces in one puzzle. Pieces that fit together harmoniously and produce excellence, and was pronounced to the universe at creation by God Himself as something exceptionally good. This has been Trent Thomas on the Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast. Please feel free to leave your inspiring comments on transnetrecover.com/podcast. And please follow me on Facebook and Instagram, #TransNetRecover. Thank you.